Here at Talk of the Nation, we are spanning the globe to bring you a constant variety of sport, from the thrill of gluttony to the agony of deet, the human drama of athletic competition. This is NPR's Wild World of Sports, if you can call it that. From the TV studios of Japan to the boardwalk of Coney Island, competitors are trying to slurp, gulp, and chew their way to fame. Yesterday, gurgitators, that is the technical term for competitive eaters, gurgitators from all over the country descended on the oldest known recurring eating contest in the country. That's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. If you've ever entered an eating contest, give us a call. Have you ever scarfed down a blueberry pie at your local county fair? Ever gorged yourself on a few sticks of butter? Burned your mouth on some jalapenos? Give us a phone call at 800-989-TALK. Joining us now from his office in Bristol, Connecticut, is Darren Ravel. He's the sports business reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com, and he covered Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, and he's done that for the last 3 years. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, give us a quick recap of this year's hot dog eating contest.
Well, I think it went as expected. Takeru Kobayashi of Japan won for his fourth straight year. He did set a record at 53 and a half hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes. That's the length of the competition. This year, they kind of brought in a ringer of sorts. His name is Nobuyuki Shirota. He's also from Japan, but he was only able to get 38 hot dogs and buns down, and in third place was actually a woman, a Korean-born woman who now lives in Alexandria, Virginia, named Sonia Thomas. She calls herself the Black Widow because I guess Black Widow spiders devour female spiders devour the men spiders, and so that's her nickname. And she had 32 hot dogs and buns. And what's amazing about her is she weighs less than 100 pounds. She weighed in at 98 pounds. A couple days before the event.
Well, I understand that really small people may even have an advantage in this sport.
Yes, I guess that they call it the belt of fat theory, and basically that is that if you have fat around your stomach, it's actually harder for it to expand. Everyone begins with the same size stomach, and you have the capacity, to make it bigger. From what I understand, it's not like these people who are at the top of the game, so to speak, have abnormally sized stomachs. They've just trained to a point through drinking water and expanding and practicing that they're able to make their stomach big enough. But a lot of people, I think, go by this misconception that because your stomach looks bigger with fat, that your actual stomach is bigger, and that's just not true.
Now, you're talking about this kind of in the terms that a sports commentator would talk about any sports competition. how seriously are we supposed to take this?
I guess the more seriously we take it, probably the funnier it is. I mean, I was a sideline reporter for ESPN's coverage yesterday. We did it live for the first time, a full hour. And I think we decided to cover it because we thought that we could no longer afford not to. It's been, when I've written stories on it for ESPN.com, it's been the most sent, most read stories sometimes of the year. There's a fascination with this, with the people that read on ESPN.com, with the people that watch ESPN programming, that almost makes it a sport. And while this has been going on since 1916, the hot dog eating contest, I think within the past 3 or 4 years, especially as we've gone from the record being 20 hot dogs to 53 and a half, it's something that people can't imagine happening in 12 minutes, and they almost have to see it for themselves to believe it.
Darren Ravel is a sports business reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's bring in John Crazy Legs Conti now. Crazy Legs is ranked 13th in the world. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
Or should I call you Crazy Legs?
Crazy Legs.
Okay. How'd you do yesterday?
You know, I was coming off a back injury. I had blown my back out in a wing-eating contest in Cleveland. Rich and George Shea of the IFOC wanted to put me on the injured reserve, but I knew the adrenaline of the day would get me through. I just took it one dog and bun at a time. So with an injury, I did 16 and a half hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes.
Wait, do I dare ask how you get a back injury from an eating wings contest?
Well, I use a technique called the meat umbrella, where I push the meat down from the bone, and at this particular contest, the wings were oversauced. So as I reached for the last wing in the last couple seconds, it slipped off the table, and I think my lumbar disc did as well. But I had a brace on, which limited expansion somewhat, but I was able to get through the day pain-free.
Crazy Legs, how do you train for these kinds of competitions?
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people point to water training, drinking a gallon of water in 3 minutes, or eating watermelon or sauerkraut in the 10-pound capacity. Those are all physical things. You know, I prefer to train in the mental arena. Kobayashi from Japan, known as the Tsunami, and Sonya the Black Widow Thomas have shown that it's really mind over stomach matter, that it's not necessarily the physical, but it is in the mind, intestinal fortitude. So I try to maintain a zen-like focus when I eat, and that seems to help me the best.
All right, let's see if we can get a call in here now. We've got Mike from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
My roommate and I, when I was at West Virginia University, kind of pulled a scam on Baskin-Robbins, and it was an all-you-could-eat ice cream deal for maybe like $2 or $3. And so all the pros were going with vanilla and sherbets and things like that. So my roommate and I, we decided to heat the heavy stuff, like butter pecan and Rocky Road, and we only ate about 6 or 8 scoops, but we got our money's worth. And the next year, they wouldn't let us compete. Uh-huh. They caught on to us.
All right, the scam and eating contest. Darren,
yeah,
so Rovell, have you heard much about that, Darren?
No, but it's funny hearing Crazy Legs. Sometimes, you know, it's a factor of people enjoying the actual eating of the particular food. Sonya the Black Widow Thomas, for example, loves hard-boiled eggs, and she ate so many within 6 minutes that they didn't have any more to feed her. And that's what the record is, 65 eggs in 6 minutes because they didn't have any more to give her. I think the contest was supposed to go on for 8 or 12 minutes. So sometimes it's enjoyable, like the ice cream situation. Sometimes it's not. In order to prepare for this ESPN thing, I said, I've been talking about this for 2 or 3 years, and they often criticize sports reporters and anchors for never doing the sport. So I actually went to a Nathan's Hot Dog qualifier and tried to do it myself, and I was only able to get 6 hot dogs and buns in 12 minutes, and I think I'm the average guy, so it's pretty difficult. So even Crazy Legs at 16, that's quite an accomplishment.
All right, let's see if we can get one more call in here. Ellen in Louisville, Kentucky, go ahead.
Hi. I have despised blueberry pie for years and didn't really know why. This really, you know, it's just blueberries. Didn't realize what the issue was. But then I remembered that as a very young child, I had participated in a pie-eating contest, and it was blueberry pie. And ever since then, I have just not been able to stomach either blueberry pie or anything.
Okay, thanks for your call, Ellen. We're beginning to get a lot of interference there. And maybe, Crazy Legs, you can respond to that. Is there anything you've ever just not been able to eat again after you've been in one of these competitions?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was a fan at first, and to enter the pro ranks, I thought I should eat some of the foods that the pros have eaten and had trouble with. So for a film called Crazy Legs, Conti, Zen, and the Art of Competitive Eating, I ate 3 sticks of butter.
Oh.
And that's not normally a sanctioned food by the IFOC, but I'd seen it on a show, that the Glutton Bowl that it aired, and I found that very difficult. So I would say butter is perhaps my biggest nemesis on the competitive eating trail.
They also do mayo, believe it or not. So
I don't even want to think about mayo. Or I don't even want to know how much the winner ate.
The 7 3/4 pound sticks of butter is the world record, Don Moses Lerman, and 8 pounds of mayonnaise by Oleg the Great Zernitsky. But those are really condiments. Generally, we're talking about foods that normal people would be eating. You know, hot dogs and buns from Nathan's or oysters from the Acme Oyster House, things that you and I would be consuming as casual diners.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite food to eat in a competition?
I generally like low-tide food, seafood. I was the 2002 World Oyster Eating Champion. I ate 34 dozen oysters in one sitting. That's generally what I go for. I am more of a capacity eater. Maine just announced that they're going to have an all-you-can-eat lobster contest. I'll definitely be on hand for that.
All right, well, good luck. Jason Crazy Legs Conti and Darren Rovell of ESPN, thanks for being on Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.